Today is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 391. I am joined by Corey Schaefer, Gina Sansevero, and Luke Jordan talking about updating audio solutions in houses of worship. Luke Jordan starts off talking about the process of finding future-proof systems for houses of worship and finding the right solution for their budget.
The biggest thing you can do wrong is waste the funds they have now on solutions that don't meet their needs in a few years. I think nothing is more frustrating, especially if they have to take out a loan to even get these upgrades done. There's just nothing more frustrating, especially in a church. The church is not a for-profit entity. They do not have a revenue-producing segment. It is 100%. They are being stewards of the money that people are trusting them with.
Yeah.
And so if you put in quality that you know is not going to meet their needs, but it meets their budget, or if you don't give it the same attention you would give a $500,000 church system because they're small fish, they don't get all your attention, so they get a bastardized design. That's the worst thing you can do. I would rather say, I actually did this recently with a client last summer. They called and I said, yeah, that's about a $30,000 ask. And they said, we have $20,000. What can you do for $20,000? I said, nothing. I said, we need to control the room.
You turned down a lot of work, dude.
Do what?
I said, you turned down a lot of work.
So Harvard turns away a lot of students every year.
That's good.
Yeah, it really, your rejection rate does say something to how much are you putting in the pipeline and how much of it, how much about yourself do you know that you want? I also accept a lot of work. That's why I'm still here. But you have to understand, you have to play the long game. You know, not every project needs D&B and L acoustics. Not everything needs a, 128 by 128 Dante enabled mixer. Sometimes we can still do an analog mixer, put in some good speakers and some processing, and we can scale for growth when it happens. But just understanding what's the minimum quality to do the things they want to do. If they can't do that, maybe challenge putting the quality they want in. If we want to go to these types of services, well, you can't afford the equipment that's going to make that work. So maybe your church service doesn't look like that until you have the money in 3 years. But you don't do bad work and you don't give them bad quality things.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.